You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
A patient of mine was commenting the other day about how aromatherapy had really helped her deal with the stress of her ongoing cancer treatment. Now, it reduced her anxiety, provided much more needed insomnia relief. So, you know what? It also helped her reduce her nausea. This is aromatherapy now we're talking about. She was using a variety of essential oils, mainly lavender, vetiver, and neroli for that. Now, I want to discuss today here on using the organic essential oils with patients who've got female issues for women's health. Now, what type of issues? You know, for reducing moodiness and cramping during PMS and menopause, to help with difficulty falling and staying asleep, to improve vaginal dryness, for their libido and sexual health, for reducing anxieties, providing calming and overall balance of the nervous system health, and improving congestion, even sinus headaches, etc. So we're going to go into what are essential oils and how are they made. Now, essential oils are extracted from plants via steam and or even water, and also often mechanically pressed. True essential oils do not contain any other chemicals. They're the essence and are made via utilizing only air, soil, and water. What is extracted to create these essences? These are the plant cells. These are plant cells under the surface of the bark, leaves, or flowers. Now, essential oils are extremely concentrated. For example, it takes about 220 pounds of lavender flowers to make about 1 pound of essential oil. So you can see that you must dilute them when you are using them. Super, super concentrated, very, very powerful. There are many different essential oils used in aromatherapy, including cedarwood, geranium, vetiver, tea tree, chamomile, lavender, sandalwood, neroli, clary sage, lemon, and more. Now, each type has different phytochemicals makeup that affects our body, you know, the changes in the smell and how it can be absorbed into the body and how reactive it can be. So all of these phytochemicals work in different ways. Now, how can we use these essential oils? And the best way I find is that you can directly inhale them by breathing in the essential oil, but you've got to use an individual inhaler type of unit. You could put it in hot water, drop oils in it, and steam, almost like the steam you're inhaling. Or you can put it a few drops on a cotton ball and then inhale that. You cannot put that directly on your skin. So you can also indirectly inhale these essential oils by using a room diffuser. A lot of people have seen that, where you put a little bit of oil in the vessel, and with water it creates steam, and you can enjoy the benefits. And more than just one person, if you put it in a room diffuser, more than one person can enjoy it, not just you. And then, you know what? I actually read an article the other day that a daycare facility was using a room diffuser to release different essential oils into the air. And ones where they'd use calming essential oils during a nap time, and then other essential oils to energize them and perk them up so that they can be more active and more alert. Now, you can also apply the essential oils directly to the skin as long as you use a carrier ingredient. A carrier ingredient means like a lotion or an oil that you can put a couple of drops of it on, and then you can apply it to different areas, for instance, around your head if you have experienced a headache, or you could put it around your chest so that you can breathe better and open up your airway. Now, again, you really do want to use a carrier oil, and I like to use almond oil, and you just need just a few drops, 1 to 2 drops, to put it into that oil and put it on your chest or different various areas. Now, you can also use that oil with the essential oils and massaging it into your body so that you can actually relax some of the muscles and help you with sleep and et cetera. Or you could add it a few drops into your bath. So when a person inhales an essential oil, it's very important that you understand it absorbs quickly, super quick into the body, much more quicker than you would if you were to apply it. If you actually inhale the essential oil, It goes right to your brain. And why? It's believed that this essential oils, once you breathe it in, the smell receptors in the nose are stimulated and that they send chemical messages through the nervous system to the brain's limbic system. And the limbic system is what can help us feel better emotionally, help us deal with when we have PM symptoms, and we've got a lot of aggravation, irritability, and even it could help you with sleeping because, again, when your limbic system in your brain, you're overly charged, overly active, we want to calm it down so that this affects, essential oils can affect the emotions and moods, creating a physiological change in your body. So remember, you can use it in many different ways, whether you inhale it, you can absorb it through the bloodstream, through your skin, and or you could even diffuse it in the air through a room diffuser. Now, which ones do we want to talk about? For me, I love lavender. It's one of the best for women's health. Now, who doesn't love the smell of lavender? And it's like, I believe, the most well-known essential oil out there. Lavender essential oils are routinely added to the body care products, right? You've seen a lot of them, perfumes, household products like cleaners and dryer sheets and detergent. And it's because it's a calming and relaxing essential oil. It can help you alleviate insomnia, restlessness, and anxiety. And if you use it for PMS and menopause, the moodiness and cramps are also reduced. They say that lavender can be found to mimic the effects of estrogen. And at least one study showed that breast enlargement in prepubescent boys, if you use it, it actually minimizes the and these are for boys, of course, prepubescent boys, often it will minimize the breast enlargement. Now, it also has antifungal and antimicrobial properties, and that's why lavender is used as a cleaning agent and put in dryer sheets, etc. Another essential oil is called vetiver. Now, most of you have probably never heard of it before, but it's a wonderful essential oil that is a super blend and a combination of lavender, jasmine, grapefruit, and ylang-ylang. It's a strong, woody fragrance and very earthy and spicy in it. It can enhance your libido. It can be used as a sedative to calm your nervous system down, very important for insomnia relief. It's grounding. It has a calming effect, great during PMS and menopause. And it also is known to help vaginal dryness. Okay, frankincense, super great for the uterine health, soothes your mucous membrane for vaginal dryness. It provides anti-inflammatory properties and digestive health and addresses respiratory symptoms. Jasmine, I love the smell of jasmine, but it's also known as an aphrodisiac, and it stimulates your sexual chakra. So use if you have any type of sexual problems, such as impotence, it's well known to induce a state of euphoria, confidence, and optimism. Geranium, also great for balancing emotions and PMS. And rose absolute, it's a calming essential oil that's also used in blends for enhancing libido. And studies show that rose oil has also antimicrobial properties as well. There's so many other forms of essential oils out there. Check out neroli, which is a calming and good device, good for digestion. A clary sage for hot flashes and mood issues and insomnia. Ylang-ylang is great for calming and insomnia as well. And sandalwood, which actually moistens tissues and libido. And you can put that in a little bit of carrier oil and massage your lower body area. And you can always, make sure that you test for allergic reactions, especially when you're applying it to skin. And don't forget to dilute it. And if you've got sun sensitivities, then, sometimes oils, and especially citrus oils, when you apply them, that can irritate your body. And I don't recommend this for women who've got pregnancy, who is pregnant, and for people who have other diseases. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne.